Costa, just tell us what you do for a living, and then I'm going to ask Nada the question.
Well, I'm one of the itineraries with Zacharias Trust. Yes, yeah. Yes. And
We first met in a cafe down in Pembroke, in St Albert's, when you were doing your doctorate.
Yes, on early church fathers.
Yes,
yes.
And so, what do you? What's your organization called, and where is it?
Well, that is technically we are basically Zacharias Trust in Macedonia, but the name itself is called Balkan Institute for Faith and Culture. And we do a lot of what RZIM globally is actually doing, but also we're trying to create a lot of traction in Macedonia through many of our activities, whether it is the Balkan Institute itself, whether it is the publishing house and other things that we are doing in Macedonia, relating to a lot of academia, arts, and such stuff of influences
so relating
in the country.
To the arts, you have a bookshop, Metanoia. And Nada, what have you loved most about this past year? Because you were sitting on this platform 2 years ago. But tell us.
Well, God has just really been good to us in developing amazing relationship with the artists in Macedonia. And this led actually in us opening an art gallery, which is in our premises in the basement. You visited the basement.
You've opened an art gallery.
Yes, and we had our first exhibition with a local artist called I Once Was Lost, which was inspired by the song Amazing Grace. And so it brought completely new kind of people to our premises, and it was packed, and it was just such an encouragement to find all these different ways how we can share the gospel. Obviously, you know, there were artists there, and we had to sing the Amazing Grace.
Did you?
Yeah, and talk about I Once Was Lost, and I'm found.
And Macedonia is a former communist country, or is it sort of very open to the gospel or anti-Christian?
Well, it has been traditionally Eastern Orthodox. It has the background of communism, socialism, but now there is a new resurgence of like orthodoxy, which is not so related to faith, but more to national identity or belonging to. Being Macedonian means being Eastern Orthodox.
Yeah. So, okay. Just before we stop talking about the art gallery, why are you messing around with an art gallery rather than preaching the gospel?
I don't know.
Costa can answer that if he wants to, but tell us what you think.
Yeah, it's just, as I said before, it's just such an incredible way actually to share the gospel and reach people who are not reached in Macedonia. And it also was a natural thing to do because we are running this literary cafe for 5 years, which already built so much trust within the society because people don't believe so much in us, like evangelical Protestants, because they're considered quite like a slight sect or something like that. Yeah. And so to build relationships for 5 years, very natural, from 9 to 10 in the evening, and build all these friendships, it just led naturally to something like that to have in our premises. And it just opened a new way to the gospel. And we are now planning a new exhibition around Easter with very prominent Macedonian artist whose topic of his art is biblical themes.
Like Matisse or someone. Amazing. Do you think that could work in Oxford, a cafe, an art cafe?
Definitely.
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 I wonder where we could build that somewhere near here. Anyway, more of that after coffee. What would you like to be remembered for in Macedonia? Not that you're leaving it, but tell us.
Definitely. One thing would be that we have already established that I want to keep it permanent. It's like we are an honest broker in the society, in the socio-economical, political situations. People from all walks of life, backgrounds, ideologies, trust to talk to us. We are the channel.
Including the president.
Including the president, including the cabinets of the prime minister and the president, that they would not talk to each other. And they would talk to each other through us, basically, through their own.
How? You know, why?
Because they trust us in a way. We have built this trust. Also, a lot of friendship has been. We have been investing a lot in people, in mentoring them, and friendship
How
as well
do you do
with
that?
A lot of them. Yeah, being a friend. I'll tell you what. Actually, when you asked Nada about why bother with the gallery, I have a question for you. Didn't you hear the talk of Tanya last night on vocation? So that's exactly what we mean by that.
Thank you.
And yeah. Tanya did it. Tanya did it. So what I want to say in addition to that is, like, we love the gospel. We love preaching the gospel. Why? So it's honest broker, integrity. As we preach the gospel and witness, it will be as it is now. Mm-hmm. And as we die, and there are no skeletons to be discovered later, because we are. And eventually, inspire hope, friendship.
Yeah.
They must not be targets, Charlie.
Yeah.
You love them, whether they're Muslims, atheists, or whatever. Yeah. You have to love them because it's who they
gratuitous
are.
Gratuitous friendship.
That is without... friendship. That is real friendship. Amen. And then they want to ask you why.
Yeah. Great.
Yeah.
Nada, I hear you've had some health scares recently. Tell us about that. What's happened? Are you okay?
Well, just coming up here, I said to Costa, you know, this song, What a Difference a Day Makes. And for me, it's been What a Difference a Week Makes, because it's been a week of scare, because I've been diagnosed with melanoma. And in 2 days, instead of coming to Oxford, I had to... Due to love of our friends in Austria, Christian Hofreiter, Helen, and some other friends in Vienna have immediately scheduled the surgery. So on Tuesday...
Do they have power to do that, Christian
Hofreiter? Well, it seems so. Christian said that even to Macedonian Prime Minister, there wouldn't be a faster surgery scheduled with such a surgeon as I had an honor to be with.
Okay, so you had an operation 2 days ago or something? Or
I had on Tuesday. In Vienna. And there were consideration of me flying, changing my plans, going back home. But I said, no, this is a home for me. In many ways, spiritual home. Spiritual home where I just feel like being so loved and filled with so many memories. And I just knew that this is going to be a huge encouragement for me.
Wow.
And
How do you feel when you're diagnosed with melanoma? Are you just immediately positive, or do you think, oh my goodness?
No, immediately you think about how life is beautiful. How life is beautiful, how every moment counts, and how... I was praying for change in last few months, because I felt the change, some sort of change in coming. We are praying for change in Macedonia as a society after so much suffering. And when I heard this, I was like, yes, I'm praying for change. So whatever this means, that I'm starting the journey. Sometimes we don't expect this change to come in the way we might want to, but I felt that maybe this is a start of a new journey which will bring something beautiful eventually and glory to God.
Thank you. Costa, you went to Christian Hofreiter's first public gathering of his new church. What was it like in Vienna, a German-speaking church?
German-speaking church, and it was a very first public moment. They had many more people than they anticipated, and instead of being just an initial gathering, the feeling was, this is a church already. So that is all I can say about that. We loved it.
And you stayed for lunch.
And we did stay for lunch, definitely. And
thank you. And anything else? Do you want to say something else?
At the very end, I have a surprise for you.
Okay, go ahead.
No. What do you want?
Well, one last word, I don't know. Okay, surprise me.
Surprise.
Well, one of the amazing things that happened this year is since Charlie and Anita visited us last February, exactly these days. It's an anniversary of your visit last year. We started talking to Charlie about permission of to translate his book into Macedonia, the book which really impacted us. And which, just being part of St. Olde's for 5 years, we heard a lot of these ideas, and we were just blessed by the book Epiphanies of the Ordinary. And just on actually day when I was diagnosed, the book came out, and this was like so symbolic, you know, that there was a first copy of Charlie's book in Macedonian. Wow. Epiphanies of the Ordinary. Epiphany in a second name, Loto. So, Charlie.
Thank you so much. We're going to transition. I'm